You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. L&T Construction on Thursday said that its buildings and factories vertical has recently secured an order from a real estate developer to construct multi-storied residential towers at Thane in the Mumbai metropolitan region. The scope of the order, it added, includes construction of the core and shell works for 5 towers having 62 floors and an allied parking area comprising basements plus ground plus 5 podiums. MV Satish, whole-time director and senior executive vice president, Buildings, L&T said, quote, "We have executed some unique and prestigious structures over the past few years and recently have been introducing new technologies and advanced methods to fast-track construction that is becoming increasingly green and sustainable and at the same time reflecting the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat," unquote. Meanwhile, India's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for the month of February came in at 56.7 as compared to 56.5 in the previous month, up from December's 18th month low of 54.9, according to the HSBC Final India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by S&P Global. India Services PMI rose to 62 from 61.8 on a month-on-month basis, and composite PMI was at 61.5 versus 61.2. The headline HSBC Flash India Composite PMI Output Index, a seasonally adjusted index that measures the month-on-month change in the combined output of India's manufacturing and service sectors, rose from a final reading of 61.2 in January to 61.5 in February. Over to market. During early morning trading day, shares related to the space sector surged up to 7% following the approval of amendments to the foreign direct investment policy by the Union Cabinet on Wednesday. The policy alteration aims to attract overseas players and private companies to participate in the space segment. This decision was made during a cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to a government press release, the amendment divides the satellite subsector into 3 distinct activities, each with defined limits for foreign investment. The revised FDI policy now allows 100% FDI in the space sector, with liberalized entry routes aimed at attracting potential investors to invest in Indian space companies. In some more market news, shares of sugar companies tumbled up to 3% in the morning trade on Thursday after the government announced a hike in the minimum price that mills have to pay to sugarcane growers from the 2024-25 season starting October. The scrip of Rana Sugars plunged 3.21% to ₹25.35 apiece. Mawana Sugars slumped 2.81% to ₹101.70. Rajshree Sugars and Chemicals tumbled 2.50% to ₹72.62. Shri Renuka Sugars declined 2.41% to ₹48.50. KCP Sugar and Industries declined 2.20% to ₹40.87. And EID Parry India slipped 1.57% to ₹629.20 apiece on the BSE. Also, Dalmia Bharat Sugar and Industries went lower by 1.15% to ₹403.15 per piece. And Balrampur Chinni Mills fell 1.12% to ₹376.50. Moving on, Uber on Thursday signed an MOU with Open Network for Digital Commerce to explore an integration with the network to expand the range of mobility offerings on the Uber app. The agreement with ONDC, a private non-profit organization established by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade of Government of India, is aimed to strengthen Uber's mission of bringing safe, affordable and reliable rides to all Indians. At an event in Bengaluru, Uber's global CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, spoke with Infosys chairman, Nandan Nilekani, on the subject of building population-scale technology. Dara Khosrowshahi said companies and governments around the world can learn from the scale and ambition of India's digital public infrastructure. Over to technology. In a big boost for Make in India program, Alphabet's Google has told its suppliers to commence the production of its popular Pixel cell phones in India soon, a latest Nikkei Asia report said on Wednesday. The report says that Google has put a concrete timeline regarding the plan. Pixel smartphone production will begin by next quarter at the earliest, the report added. The plan showcases Google's next phase of diversification and create a new supply chain ecosystem that's not dependent on China, the report added. By moving the smartphone production in India, Google will also attempt to take leverage of the growing India cell phone market. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. In a volatile session, the Indian benchmark indices ended on a positive note, with Nifty about 22,200. Bajaj Auto, HCL Technologies, Eicher Motors, M&M and Coal India were among the top gainers on the Nifty, while the losers were IndusInd Bank, HDFC Bank, BPCL, Kotak Mahindra Bank and HUL. On the sectoral front, auto, capital goods, metal, power, information technologies and telecom up 1% each. However, bank index ended marginally lower. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices added 0.5% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.